Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
And there's going to be a whole lot of attention on You Decide 2024 into the next week. Next Thursday is the first of the two debates between President Biden and former President Donald Trump. And Fox will have live coverage as well as on CNN. And we'll be on the radio with live coverage. Jared Halpern will be our lead anchor on it and post-debate coverage as well. Obviously, a number of stories are going to be making news, Jared, into and out of that debate. What are you listening for, and how big do you think the war in Gaza is ultimately going to be?
Listen, I think that's going to be an issue. It's an issue certainly in polling that we've done on kind of issues that matter to voters, at least in the top 10 there, certainly not on the top tier. But listen, the president's handling of the war in Gaza has been something that has shown some political issues, right? We have seen, for instance, the number of Democrats in primaries that have voted uncommitted or voted for somebody else in large measure because of their protest over the way that the United States has supported Israel throughout this this war. So I imagine it comes up in the debate. Certainly the economy is going to come up in the debate. I think the debate, though, is also largely going to be a question of kind of concerns that voters have over President Biden's age and mental acuity. There's going to be concerns about former President Trump's temperament and the way that, you know, he talks about the 2020 election, the way that he talks about these legal issues, obviously the conviction in New York. Listen, all of this is going to come up. It's going to be a 90-minute debate that's going to look and feel a little different, too. Remember, they're doing this Kennedy-Nixon style for those old enough to know or young enough like me to have read about it. You're in a studio here, right? This is in a CNN studio in Atlanta. There's no audience. Mics are going to be muted when you're not talking. It is going to look and feel very different than what all of us have been accustomed to over really the last 40 years with the Commission on Presidential Debates. And I wonder what that plays into, because I've spoken to, you know, folks who have prepped presidents and candidates for debate nights, and the energy in the room is often something that can feed a debate, right? Candidates can get energized from it. They can take cues from it. What's working, what's not working. You're not going to have any of that for this debate, right? It is going to be really old school. I'll be fascinated to see how that comes across to voters and to the audience on TV and on the radio.
Perhaps the lack of substance means, the lack of style means more substance and more focus and more time dedicated to the substance. Yeah.
Well, that's the idea, right? You've heard that from certainly CNN. You've heard that from both campaigns as well, that this is an opportunity to compare and contrast records. It's also unique in the sense that we've not had this type of situation before, certainly in the modern era with debates where a former president is running against a current president. You have two essentially kind of incumbents running against each other with 4-year records to compare and contrast. There is a lot of ground to cover, to be sure, in these 90 minutes of this debate.
All right, we'll obviously be focused on it throughout next week. A lot of coverage in You Decide 2024 that we'll get to, brought to you by our friends at Big Fish Roofing, the roofers you can trust. Appreciate the live update. Fox's Jared Halpern.